This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, heavy rain has fallen across much of the mid to lower Mississippi River Valley and eastward into much of the Ohio River Basin. Feedstuffs.com says that's resulted in widespread flooding near many locations, including Cincinnati, Cairo, and Memphis. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Grain Transportation Report says the high water is causing navigation disruptions in sections of the Ohio, Illinois, Tennessee, and Arkansas rivers. The Army Corps of Engineers closed up several locks in response. Large amounts of water are flowing into the Mississippi from other rivers, causing its lower portion to reach flood stages in multiple locations. The report also says barge tow sizes have been reduced from 40 to 30 barges on the lower Mississippi River, and those restrictions will likely stay in place for several weeks. Barge traffic has also been restricted to daylight passage only in other locations. The head of the World Trade Organization is concerned about President Trump's plans to impose a tariff on both steel and aluminum imports into America. Director General Robert Azevedo says a trade war is in no one's best interest. The World Trade Organization is concerned about the U.S. plans for tariffs on steel and aluminum, and he says the potential for escalation is real, as we have seen in the responses of others. The World Trade Organization will be watching the developments closely. Trump didn't specify in his announcement which countries the tariffs would apply to. However, it did trigger an outcry from U.S. allies like Canada, the European Union, Mexico, and Australia, as well as China, the world's biggest steel supplier. The ExpressTribune.com says Trump and his staff have portrayed the World Trade Organization as broken. Azevedo has responded to those statements with caution and says he's willing to work with U.S. officials to alleviate whatever their concerns are. His decision to condemn a policy move like this doesn't happen very often, which means Azevedo is clearly concerned about the situation. Well, the need for ag service technicians is on the rise with over 800 job openings in John Deere implement dealers across the country. A handful of those are located throughout Illinois, and specifically with Sloan Implement Company. Curtis Lawhorn serves as service manager for the Litchfield store and says service techs can be hired with a high school diploma, but they also have the opportunity to earn an associate's degree through John Deere's college program.
Well, Katie, right now we're looking at, throughout the industry across the United States, there's 844 ag service technician positions available. 63 of those are in the state of Illinois, and 15 of those are posted for Sloan Implement at one of our other locations. So as the equipment's grown here in the past years, the need for quality service technicians has grown also.
So those are some pretty big numbers. When you say over 800 openings in the country, that really tells me that there is a need, and we need some people to go into this field.
Yes, we do. The ag industry is only going to keep growing. We can't live without farmers, and unfortunately, farmers can't live without somebody being able to work on and repair their equipment.
So this sounds like it'd be a great opportunity for somebody who's a hands-on learner, who maybe likes to work on equipment and have some experience. What type of education do they need to do this?
The basic education requirements would be just a high school diploma. We hire a lot of technicians straight out of high school, but John Deere offers a two-year associate's degree in applied science through some community colleges throughout the United States. And we're fortunate in Illinois to have Lakeland College in Mattoon as one of those John Deere Tech colleges.
So that would be somewhere that they could attend right here close to home, then, it sounds like, and be certified to do this job?
Yes. Upon completion of the course, it's 2 years. You will come out of it with what we call our basic core certifications, which is in hydraulics, electrical, and our computer systems. It's really a great course. I went through it myself about 13 years ago.
Well, it definitely sounds like a good opportunity, and sounds like it covers a lot of bases and everything you need to know to service equipment. At Sloan's, I know you've got multiple locations. Curtis, as I said, you work out of the Litchfield store. What services do you offer? What sizes and pieces of equipment, and what all can you do for farmers, and maybe if it's somebody that just has a lawnmower?
Well, Katie, we service everything from steel lawn and garden products all the way up to combines, tractors, planters, all that kind of stuff, hay equipment.
So I'm thinking maybe for a listener that's not a farmer, but they have a lawnmower, and it's going to be mowing season before we know it. You can provide services to get that geared up for the mowing season?
Yes, we can. Right now we're just finishing up with our winter lawn and garden specials, but here in the next few weeks we'll come out with a spring lawn and garden promotion that will get everything tuned up and ready to go for grass cutting.
And you will service equipment that was not purchased from your store, is that correct?
Yes. We service all John Deere brand name equipment, but we also service steel, and we will service any other kind of lawn and garden equipment.
All right. Well, sounds like some great services that you offer. Are there certain hours of the day that folks should call to schedule an appointment, or what's the best way to get something on the books?
You could just call us here between 7 and 5, Monday through Friday. Somebody's always here in the service office, and we can make an appointment and get things taken care of for you.
And, Curtis, if a student's listening, or maybe an adult that's thinking about going back to school or would like some more information about the technician positions that are open, how can they get more information about that subject?
We have some stuff on our website at sloans.com. Feel free to call any one of our 20 store locations within Illinois and Wisconsin and ask to speak to a service manager. They can help you out, or you could call the Assumption location and talk to our Human Resources Department.
Curtis Lawhorn, Service Manager for Sloan Implement Company in Litchfield. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.